There are further question marks today over the effectiveness of shark tagging as a safety measure for swimmers and surfers. The New South Wales government has been spruiking the shark tagging program as one of the key parts of their $16 million shark attack prevention scheme. They're throwing a lot of money at it, with the state government spending 10 times more on tagging and other trials than they do on shark nets, for example. But experts will tell you that while shark tagging is effective for learning about how sharks behave and how they migrate, they're not meant to be a life-saving device for human beings. Dr. Daniel Butcher is a marine biologist from Southern Cross University, and I'm very happy to say he's on the line this afternoon. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So, shark tagging, very good for studying behaviour of sharks, migration of sharks, but not for saving human life.
Well, I think if you're going to design the best strategy for minimising the risk of shark attack, you've got to know something about the shark. So, tagging has already provided us with quite a lot of good evidence that suggests straight away that certain methods of control just wouldn't work because that's the way the sharks move. So that was the primary aim, and it was always, DPI have always said, the primary aim of the tagging program was to learn more about the sharks. But then they realised that if you've got a whole bunch of sharks out there that are sending off this little pinger signal, here I am, if you had some real-time detectors that could tell people that a shark was present, that would be a good side benefit of the tagging program. But given that you've only ever got a small proportion of the shark population carrying tags, it's not, you know, if the pinger says there's no sharks on the beach, that doesn't mean there's no sharks on the beach. It just means that the 1% that are tagged aren't there.
Does tagging ever result in a possible shark attack being prevented?
I'm sure it has. I mean, I've got my Shark Smart app, and quite frankly, it gets a bit annoying the number of times it goes off. And it'll tell you that a great white shark has been sighted at a particular beach, and I'm sure that keeps a lot of people who would have been at that beach at home and has probably already saved a life that we really don't know about.
All right, it might stop some people from going to the beach, but what about communicating the message straight away to those who are in the water?
Yes, well, when a shark is sighted, it's then a manual thing. You've either got your drone system or you've got your surf lifesavers or the police get called out to the beach to see if the shark is actually a direct threat to someone in the water. Because you've got to remember the acoustic signals coming from the shark can be picked up 500 metres away. The receivers are set about 500 metres out from the shore so that they can pick up anything between them and the shore. But they can also pick up anything that's 500 metres further out. So the shark might be a kilometre offshore and is not a threat to anybody, so there's no point in getting everybody out of the water.
There was a case that we
need to confirm exactly where the shark is.
Sorry about that. There was a case we discussed this week where a shark that had been tagged somewhere off New South Wales had gone in close to swimmers or surfers somewhere in South Australia, and that was picked up, but no one was told. The people who were in the water at the time, they weren't told. There was a message sent out on a volunteer-run Facebook page for shark tagging, and at the end of a long message about the AFL Grand Final, it broke the news to people that there was a shark in the area about 5 hours earlier.
Yeah, well, I think that's actually one of the big advantages or advances that the New South Wales government has made is having that app there that, you know, in fact, whatever you're doing on your mobile phone, it'll jump in and tell you there's a shark there.
So lifeguards, if they're at a beach in New South Wales and a tagged shark happened to be coming in nice and close, they would get a ping go off on their mobile phone or on their app to say there's a shark.
That's right. Yes, they would.
All right. Thanks so much for your time, Doctor. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Dr. Bye. Daniel Butcher, who is a marine biologist from Southern Cross University.